poetry wasn't just something stately and elegant, which scholars and enthusiasts read and pondered alone in their studies. In fact, Catullus and his friends considered poetry as something public, something lively, a topic of discussion at dinner parties. Above all, at least to Catullus, good poetry was sexy. The adjective Catullus uses is venustus, which is generally defined as attractive, charming, graceful. And it does mean all these things to Catullus. But he seems to give the word a further connotation, something more worthy of the word's origin in Venus, the goddess of romantic love. To Catullus, venustus truly meant sexy. Poem 35 concerns a sexy venusta poem that Catullus's friend Caecilius has started to write. Caecilius's unfinished poem, Magna Mater, or The Great Mother, is an ode to Cybele, or Cybele, the Phrygian mother goddess. Cybele's worshippers are said to have performed wild, ecstatic, orgiastic rites, and her priests, called Galli, were required to castrate themselves. We do not have Caecilius's work today, but one can only assume the poem would have made extensive reference to these rites and to the goddess's role as fertility goddess. Clearly this kind of poetry would have been full of physical description, using many sensory details,
which is what Catullus likes if his own poetry is an honest indication of preference.
Although Catullus is careful to point out that Caecilius's work is only a start, he is clearly impressed and insists that the poem is charmingly begun. Incohata venuste. To Catullus, Caecilius's poem is sexy. Caecilius's poetry seems to impress not only Catullus, but also Caecilius's girlfriend. According to Catullus, Caecilius's unfinished poem is so amazing, so enthralling, that the minute the girl reads it, she falls fervently in love with the poem, and she begins to burn with an all-consuming, fiery passion for the sentimental love poem. Contrary to the common image of Roman women as the uneducated housewife, Caecilius's girlfriend, a prominent feature in poem 35, is clearly educated enough to keep up with the boys. She is sophisticated enough to understand the complex grammar, and she is able to appreciate all the obscure literary references within the work, and to thoroughly savor the beauty of the piece. She falls so deeply in love with this beautiful, sensual, sexy poem that her love transfers over to the poet. Catullus, and presumably Caecilius, find the girlfriend's sophistication attractive. Catullus even compliments her, calling her more well-read than the muse of Sappho. Sappho was a female Greek poet from the island of Lesbos, who seems to have been one of Catullus's greatest sources of inspiration, one of his role models.
Here is Catullus's poem 35.
Papyrus, please tell my comrade Caecilius, that tender love poet, that I crave his company in Verona. Urge him to leave behind the walls of Novum Comum and the shore of Lake Larius, to hear my good friend, who he knows as well, make a few observations. And so, if he's smart, he will devour the way, even if his stunning girl calls him back thousands of times from this journey, and, throwing both hands around his neck, begs him to stay. She, if the rumor is true, loves him to death with a fiery passion, for since the first moment she read the unfinished Dindymos mistress, fires have consumed the inner marrow of the poor girl. I don't blame you, girl more well-read than the Sapphic muse, for the great mother of Caecilius is charmingly begun.
Poetai tenero meo sodali, velim Caecilio papire dicas, Verona venia noi relinquens, comi moenia lariunque litus. Nam quasdam volo cogitationes amica cipiat sui meque, quare si sapiet, viam morabit, quam vis candida milies puella, eum tem revocet manusque colo, ambas indigiens rogat morari. Quae nunc si mihi vera nuntiantur, illum deperit impotenta morere.
Nam, quo tempore legit incohatam, dindimi dominex eo miscellae, ignes interiore dunt medulam. Ignosco tibi, safica puella musa doctior, est enim venuste, magna caecili incohata mater.